then I went back to bed. I thought, well, I don't have to. Well, I guess it's going to be a foggy day. But, you know, it lifts, you know, especially if we're going to have sunshine, you know. It really gets, you know. And do you have foggy weather over there?
Certainly do.
You do, huh? You do.
Do you have any weather here where it doesn't rain for a long time?
Oh, yes. We call that a drought. I think it's D-R-O-U-T-H. Do y'all have droughts over there?
How long do they last here?
My father said this is true. The 7-year drought that they had here. That was before my time. I mean,
7-year
drought. I must have been a, you know, baby or very young. The cattle died all out in here. Now you must remember, from the town of Hidalgo, you know, the real way is called Hidalgo, and that was named for Father Hidalgo, a priest, you know that. All right, and so just that little town there, and the military road that went toward the plantation on down and down to Brownsville, and then on down and up to Rio Grande City and Rome and those places, see. And out in here, there were these ranches that just depended on their water wells, you know, for their, and when they had rain, I mean, it wouldn't rain for a long time, the crops would dry up, and the cattle would die, you know, and they say it actually happened that we had a 7-year drought. Say that's a fact.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, would you ever have...
Well, I couldn't tell you about, I mean, that all I know is what I was told, you know.
Well, does it ever just not rain for a few weeks here? Would you?
Oh, yes, yes. Sometimes we have even a dry winter. Now, when we get our rain, our rainfall is I used to watch it, you know, they used to give the newspapers. But our rainfall isn't too heavy. Isn't heavy at all, I'd say. Of course, now you see, tomatoes can't. Now, these rains always come at the wrong time. Now, you know, people that are planting tomatoes, you can only have, you can't have heavy rain on tomatoes, you know. They can stand a little bit, because then they begin to rot in the field and you can't sell them. Well, you read that, well, we had so much rain, the tomato crop was lost. All right. Also, I've heard it said the cantaloupe crop has been lost from too much rain. Now, I know that because I know that to be facts. So we do get, and you see that will be coming in, this, you know, in the spring of the year.
Last 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, would last... and it would stop, and then some would come out, and they would come back again. So we do have those, we do. And I have known that where it has ruined the cotton. You see, if it starts in raining now, you see, they have already planted the cotton here. I think they started February, plant the cotton, January, February. And now if we have a wet spring, why, we'll, the cotton, sometimes, see, the boll weevil, the weevil, whatever you want to call them, get into the cotton. And you may have time, and the government will give you permission to plant a second time. And that will bring it in late. But we have had rains for a minute. The cotton will say, be replanted, or they will have very little cotton.
Well, if it just doesn't rain for about 3 to 5 weeks, would you call that a drought? Would that be a short drought?
Well, it depends on what kind of crop I had out in the field. It would be that tomatoes were being thick. If we add that, I'd call that a catastrophe. No, our rainfall...